extreme thinking. It's learning how to trust what is in your present place of right now. Now, to get there requires practice. Here's what I do. One sheet of paper every day, just 10 minutes. Write about whatever is moving through your presence of what is right now. Absolutely no judgment. Stream thinking sharpens your skills as a listener, as a communicator, and as an activator. Learning how to trust what is right now. This is Stream Thinking. Today we're reading from December 9th, 2023. A quote fell from my writing instrument this morning. There has to be a place and time in our aging lives where it's okay to not be the best that we can be. We break, we ache, we slow down and say weird stuff at the wrong time. It's part of being who we are and where we are. I don't want to miss out on the several stages of real life. It all seems so natural. Sadly, I can't pick up my daily writing of nearly 30 years and go back to help the struggling artist. You know, to offer hope and peace in his moments of question and challenge. Being wiser in life requires those battles and lost moments. There can be no change, only a willingness to live. The things that we say at the wrong time, the aches, the breaks, those moments where you just want to take life and say, I'm done. I just need to rest. My mother and father never spoke like this. They were always on the move, and I find that even today to be an inspiration and motivation to keep pushing forward. I do say yes way too often, but in the long run, the lessons that I picked up with that yes has made something better the next time that I bumped into it. Saying yes more than you say no. Stephen Furtick had a great quote over the weekend. He said that, wouldn't it be great if we didn't know ourselves? You see, that right there doesn't fit into my plan and purpose of why I am a daily writer, because I want to know myself. But his reasoning behind that quote was, so many of us say no when we should be saying yes. And the reason why we say no is because we know who we are and how we're going to react. And the best way around that is to take a chance, to do something that is going to give you a life experience. It doesn't have to be gigantic. It can be a moment of, like for instance, the cicadas coming back after 13 years. As a grown adult of 61, I'm embracing the cicadas this time. I'm listening to their songs. I'm studying what their plan and purpose is, and I find out that they are absolutely fantastic for the planet. When you get wiser in life, it can only happen when you take chances, and you have to embrace change. I'm Arrow, and that's Stream Thinking.